You may
Hello,
be
thank you for
perfect.
calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
You said your name was Ashley?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi,
how
Ashley.
Can I help?
My name is Linda Burke, and I have a charge on my account that doesn't belong there.
All right. I'm happy to search for you here. What's your zip code?
01929. The amount is for $59.89.
All right, just a moment. Can you spell your last name for me?
Burke, B-U-R-K-E. I already called my bank and they told me to call you.
Okay, so running your last name, I didn't have too much luck under the zip provided. So I'm just running your last name here. What was your first name again?
Linda, L-I-N-D-A.
Oh, we have Elisa. When was this billed?
It says made on March, Monday, March 28, 2022, but I made a purchase yesterday and it said $2, and all of a sudden I noticed a $59.89 call.
Okay, let me try. And this phone number you're dialing under the 978-325-0940, is that a good number you could have used for any orders?
Yes, it is.
Nothing pulling with that. Had you ever been provided with an order number I could search with?
No, I have not.
What about a good email address I could search with?
LSJCMO, the letter, 3@yahoo.com.
Still nothing is pulling in our system, not even with the email. But you are calling about a charge. You're not certain where it's coming from. I mean, Ms. Burke, I can try to search here in our system for any billings directly. I could try to run the bill card's last four numbers, see if we can line anything up that way.
Last four numbers of what? My debit card?
Yes, ma'am.
7587.
I'm looking for Bert on yesterday. Could it be under the name of Linda Lee?
It could be.
Could it? Can you confirm an address to match a zip of 01929?
Murray Hellman's Drive, Essex, Mass, 01929.
Thank you. Let me get this fully loaded.
My middle name is L-E-A, Lee.
Okay, so yes, this is bringing up 5989, billed March 25th, what I see. Is where you may have been presented with an online like customer support survey, and a sweepstakes offer was presented, a chance to enter and win the Dyson vacuum. I see that had been filled out as well, and this in turn led to our Bites Hub meal planning application.
It said $2, so I took a chance, and it did mm-hmm. not say, I took a picture of it. It said $2. It didn't say $59.89. I would like to have that removed.
I understand. And yes, ma'am, the terms that are provided along for the order, they're explaining pretty much the daily rate billed up front for the full month.
But
you said
I did this yesterday, and it's coming up a different date. It says Monday, March 28th.
We have the order done on our end here on the 25th, which would have been Friday yesterday. Understand. And if you had any interest to, remain in the sweepstakes, again, it does share with you great recipe guides. We would offer a discount where it's like $20 a month to continue.
No, I don't want to continue. I want my money back.
Definitely understood. So I'll go ahead then. What is it?
Paid in full, the $59.89.
So what we are going to be able to go ahead and do, there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee, but we would be able to go ahead and refund the remainder.
And if I have to, I'll call my bank again, and I shouldn't be charged $5.
I'll reach out and see what we can do about the fee. One moment.
I've already spoken to my bank, and they told me to do this. So I am doing this.
Gotcha.
I don't mean to lash out on you. You're only an employee.
It's absolutely no problem. I was able to reach out, get a hold of one of my floor supervisors who was able to have that wave for you. So what we'll be able to go ahead and do is submit the full $59.89. We do have to advise the refund. It could possibly take up to 3 to 5 business days at the most, but you'll have that back, and if you need it, I can provide a confirmation number.
Please do.
All right. That number is going to be C as in Charlie, 920.
C920.
490.
490.
150.
150. Okay. I will be on the lookout, and you said 3 to 5 business days?
Yes, ma'am. That's at the very most, and you'll expect that full, the $59.89 back into your bank account.
Great. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you taking care of this for me, Ashley, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You do as well, and thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.